better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
All right, we're fucking here. Draft recap.
Whoop, whoop.
So we did our draft with my retarded league. Went off without a hitch. Doug definitely didn't set the time for an hour too early. And then everybody freaked out. I'm going to read through everyone's team quickly, then give a ranking. I'm going to leave my team out of it so I can give an objective ranking. And then we got an anonymous message to the Instagram page. We'll reply to that, and then I'll be on my way. I've only got 30-odd minutes, so I'm going to try to get this done as fast as I could. Okay. So, the first team on the list is the Parramatta Seals, which is Stevie. I'm just going to read the names, and if they're red first on the team, that's number one. If they're red second's number two, down to 17. I'm just going to read them out, and then we'll give a ranking of who's who. All right, so Stevie's got Latrell Mitchell, Munster, Moses, Damian Cook. I think that says Ruben Cotter. Talon May, Jake Trebojevic, Michele Ravalawa, Bryce Cartwright, Sua Wong, Liam Martin, Jason Saab, RCG, Jesse Ramien, Pretty Ricky, Sam Verrills, and some player that doesn't put Thomas Jenkins, maybe, from the Knights. His team's actually quite good. I'm going to write a G under it. I've printed these out in really small font, so it's really fucking hard to read. Come on. There we go. G for good. Okay, second team is the Cody Crybabies. I should go into the bloody app, and then I can just see whose team's who. Alright, give me a second. Is that still recording in the other bit? Yeah, I think we can go in between, that's fine. Okay, so we go draft recap. Hang on. Now we'll go view fixture. Fuck, I just need the names on RB game day. That'll be the easiest way to do it. Okay, so the next team's the Cody Crybabies, and that's Phil's team. Full disclosure here, Phil traded Hines out to bring Teddy and Sam Walker in. Ballsy move to take the player that's averaged the most points of the last two seasons. He gave away Buller as well, so it was Hines and Buller for Teddy and Sam Walker. So his initial draft was Nico Hines, Cody Walker, Jeremy Marshall King, Joey Manu, Paddy Carrigan, Brimo, Bradman Best, Will Pennicini, Teague Wilton, Kickout, Tuolagi, Jai Arrow, Tomalolo, Buller, Clemmer, Adakar, and Schuster. I would say, now that he's got Hines, I'm going to say that's like C grade, B to C, definitely not A. I'd say that Stevie's team's a much better team than Phil's. Who have we got next? Then we've got Phil is a Coward. Now, whose actual name is Phil is a Coward? Oh, it's Jake. Awesome. All right, so Jake, man, he must have been fucking real late in the draft. He went SJ first, then Little Puppy, then Olakuatu, then Targo. Jake's draft gets better as he goes. That's not bad. Gagai, Campbell Graham's definitely not an ideal sixth pick. Bradman Best, Luke Keary, I think that's Max King. Dane Mariner, Cameron McGuinness, Ewan Aitken, Flegler, Cooler, Sloan, Peachy, and Billy Walters is his 17th pick. I'd say he's about the same as Phil. So we'll go C. So it's interesting that a few of the people that had late picks seem to have gone well through the middle. 50 Shades of Gay is Sandra, who his name represents his personality. So his first pick was Kalen Ponga, and then he went Ruben Gag, and Jermaine Hopgood. So the first three, so he's new, he's a new recruit. He's a bit retarded, but his first three are good. And he went Ben Hunt, Cody Nikorima, weird choice. I can't even read that. I'm just going to go back to the computer and put him on if I can. Hang on. There's a lot of dead air in this episode. I'm trying to bloody talk about the draft because everybody whinged that I wasn't talking about draft. I was just talking about talking shit. And what's his name? His name's 50 Shades of Sandral. 50 Shades of Gay. There we go. Nikorima. Oh, Mitch Barnett was after Nikorima. Then Lockie Croker, Scott Sorensen, Brian Kelly, Joseph Suwali, Selmy Valame, Alex Twell, Nass, Morgan Smithies, and then three players that I've got no idea who the fuck they are. I'm not even going to name them. I'd say that's a D. But he's got Ponga, so he might be okay. Although it's not a captain's league, so it doesn't really matter that much. Let's have a look at the Oklahoma Cowbells. Now, who are the Oklahoma Cowbells is the real question. Oklahoma Cowbells. Ah, it's D-Wayne. It's a Durs, the Ryobi of the league, the most... what's the word? Most generic man in the league. Let's have a look at his bloody draft, shall we? Oh, so he must have been four. So he was the one before me, which we were both tossing up, I think, Drinky and Tommy Turbo. He took Tommy Turbo, which I think was the right choice. So we started with Tommy, then went to Payne Haas, then Toto, Tommy Dearden, Reed Mahoney, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Herbie Farnworth, Jack DeVellin, Johnny Bateman, Hudson Young, Tony Staggs, Lucy Leilua, Aiden Caesar, Spencer Lenu, Sunya Taruva, Blake Taffin, Jamin Salmon. What are the highlights out of that one? Well, Tommy, and then I feel like you've got to be the biggest type of faggot to pick a prop as your second pick, which you picked Payne Haas. So I'd say his next best pick would be RTS at pick six. I'm going to give Durs a C minus. Okay, let's have a look. Who have we got next? We've got Mr. Big Dick, which I believe is Doug. It's pretty funny that you can still call yourself Mr. Big Dick in the app and it doesn't stop you. That's pretty good. Mr. Big Dick, where are you? Yep, it is Doug. This is a really good draft. There we go. Okay. So, Doug was somewhere at the back end. He went Dillbags at one, Tino at two. So this is just, they live in the same bed. They're doing the same shit. One spine player and then a prop. Lame. So Tino Fasumalaawi. And then Yo, then Lomax. So Doug gave me a hard time about reaching for Karaz because I'm a brave man. And he's taken Lomax at pick four, which is also reaching, but with nowhere near the return. Tohu Harris at 5, CNK at 6, Trindle at 7, Dylan Lucas at 8, IPAP at 9, Jack Whiten at 10, Raystone at 11, Lindsay Collins, Jordan Rapana, Adam Elliott, Jackson Paulo, Chris Randall, Sean Bloor. I'm going to give that draft a D+, because I think it's probably just better than Sandrell's. And then we've got Donkey Dick. So we've got Mr. Big Dick and we've got Donkey Dick. We've got a very creative group of people in our draft league. Mitch. Alright, Mitch, the token drug addict of the league. Let's have a look at his draft. His drafting is always pretty funny, so let's have a look. Where is he? Donkey Dick. Okay, here we go. So he's gone Reese Walsh, David Fifita, AFB, Reese Robson, Stephen Crichton, Selwyn Cobbo, Nanai Fogarty, Jack Bird, Tilly Tupanua, Jaden Sewer, Xavier Coates, Ethan Strain. Holy fuck, this is shithouse. James Fisher-Harris, Brendan Piacura, Sean O'Sullivan, Jaden Brayley. When do you stop drafting good players? Probably after your second pick. I'm giving that one a D minus. I'm going to say that's worse than Sandra. He's got Reece Walsh, which might win him. But you can't. It won't even win him matches because we're not playing captains. Just, yeah, pus from top to bottom for Mitch, unfortunately. But he came back last year, so maybe he can do it again. Phil and Bush is the name of this team, which is very frustrating because we've got a Phil and a Bush, and I don't know who it is. And I bet it's going to be fucking Jimmy. Yeah, it is. So Phil and Bush, who's Jimmy. Let's have, so Jimmy's a Melbourneite and doesn't know anything about rugby league, and he drafted off feel. So let's have a look at how he went. Oh, fuck. Just so you know, I've been dying. I think I had that illness that all the cowards got that injection for. I think I had that over the weekend. Still fucking dominated Doug on bench press when I felt like absolute shit yesterday. Came out gloating to the group about 110. Did it with no warm-up. With thongs on, because I'm a fucking weapon. Now, who are we on? We're on Jimbo. Phil and Bush. Phil and Bush. There we go. Alright, he's gone from top. Gutho, Marzu, Meany, Reynolds, Dominic Young, random, Ronaldo Mulitalo, DWZ, Campbell Graham, Junior Paulo, Nat Butcher, Corey Horsburgh, Elliot Whitehead, Billy Burns, Phoenix Crossland, Tyson Gamble, Tevita Totola. I'm gonna say that is equal with Mitch. I'll give him one minus and I'll give Mitch two minuses because I think this team is much more salvageable. Actually, no. I'll go the other way. I think this team's harder to salvage than Mitch's team. But still very unfortunate looking. Sorry, Jim. I really like you, but this is a bad team. Let's have a look. Who's next? Get fucked with a PH. That's Steve with a PH, meaning PHTEVN. I like the aggression of the team name. Now, let's have a look. His first pick was fucking hilarious. He picked D. Edwards. But his next two picks are genuinely good. He picked Jerome Hughes and then Nakora. And then he managed to get Wade Egan, who's actually a pretty good option. And then Luke Brooks. So he's actually got a whole spine, even though, like, a whole decent spine, even though he started with fucking Dylan Edwards for no apparent reason. Bronson Cherry, Jacob Preston, Kirk Capewell, Paseka, Billy Smith, Avarillo, Christian Welch, Sivo, Curran, Hastings, Hands, Neem. I'm going to give him a C-. It's definitely better than Jimmy's, Mitch's, and Doug's, but not by much, and the team list don't look like they did him any favours. Okay, and then who are we up to here? Alright, the Trembo Trio. No one needs to know about that story, so I'll move on. I'm guessing that's Richard. It is Richard. What a fucking surprise. Alright, Richard has got first pick, I think, which is the only oh my fucking, how can you draft this bad from first? Alright, Cleary, obviously, because you could have auto-drafted Cleary. Then he went Holmes as his second pick, then Asako, and then a prop in Tappany. I was wondering why his team looked so bad. And Luai, which I really want to get off him. I've been trying to trade for him. Not because I think he's good, but I think he's fucking hilarious. If you don't appreciate Luai's personality, you are a gigantic beta male. Or female. Can you be a beta female? Yeah, Richard is. Will Kennedy, Blake Brayley, Tyson Brazil, Alex Johnston, Connolly Lemuelu, Tupu, Papali, Ford, Metcalf, Tass, Liero. I'm going to give him a I'm going to give him a B minus. So I changed the grading to of Steve to G to B, so then it could be actually make more sense when I rank them. So just fucking bizarre. Going CTWs after a halfback and not getting another spine player to pick five. Weird. He doesn't have a base enough to win the comp, but he might win a couple of rounds with his high ceiling guys. Picking Asako at 3 when he'll probably average 52 is not ideal. Last one is the 12 Finger Stingers. That would be Tim. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, his team's ridiculous now because he got Hines for Teddy and Buller. So, but anyway, he granted pretty well. He went Grant, Teddy, Burton, Sam Walker. Spine, sorted. First 4 picks, that's how you play the game. Then he got Hammer, Eliezer Katoa, who is actually a really good pick at 6. Matto, Mofo, Phil, Sammy, Josh King, Katoa, Simonson, Blake Laurie. Yeah. AKP, Hacho late, nice. Chevy Stewart and Vic Radley. I wanted to shit on Tim's team. I hadn't had a proper look at it, but I'm going to probably give him a B+. Okay, now, I'm going to rank these teams by the... So, I will start at the very bottom. So, Phil and Bush came in at 11th. I think that's Jim. Coming in at 10th was Donkey Dick. I believe that's Mitch. Coming in at... That was 10th. This is 9th now, I believe. 9th is Durs. No, sorry. Coming in 9th is Sandrill. Coming in 8th is Doug. 7th was Durs. 6th was Steve. That's pretty good considering how he started. 6th was Steve. 5th was Phil is a Coward, which is Jack. 4th was Phil. 3rd was Richard. 2nd was Rooting Steve, who loves to root everything. And I think the best on draft night was actually Tim, which is very surprising because Tim is a full-scale retard. But drafted like a fucking champion and has won a trade. He has a very high likelihood of just winning this whole bloody thing now. Let's just check. I got a private message in the bloody... What do you call it? Let me just read the message. Okay, so it's hey, Hurtful Banter, anonymous follower here. Love the content. I feel like you need to drop Tim. He's stale. The top 5 crimes is the equal worst segment of all time. Get rid of that Tim guy, and you've got a winner. Also, that Jake guy sounds pretty impressive. And then I said, thanks for the feedback, sir. Did you enjoy that Tim guy referring to the podcast as his podcast? I thought it was in poor taste after years of sweat and tears you've poured into building this empire. Anyway, just an anonymous tip to think about. Hi, anonymous suggestion here. Could you get the Kiwi guy on that doesn't like talking poorly about others and just continuously push him into a situation where he has to talk poorly about your co-host Tim York? I feel like the animosity could bring about months of content, up to a decade, if you'd work hard enough. Actually, he might be Indian. So, I'll take all those tidbits on board. Jimmy, come back on the podcast. Pretty sure that's who he wants to see. I won't do anything that anyone tells me to do because I'm me. That is my first and maybe only fully draft-related content. I've ranked the teams, gave you the teams. Who do you think is going to win? I only had a very small amount of time, so I figured I'd do that. You're all gay. Fuck you.
I'm kind of retarded.
Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bum-der?